Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, welcome back to the program. It is weird, guys. You know this better than I do, Tony, but being here in Eastern time zone and it is pitch black outside now, and you guys are just kind of beginning your afternoon over there in San Diego. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris, Crisello and Tony Gwynn Jr., along with Mr. Scraby. We got another 90 minutes to go today before Thursday Night Football, the Buffalo-Houston game for you to enjoy. Right now, though, we got to finish up our Big Five and got a few other items to get to in this second hour of the show. So, Scrabe, you want to pick things back up?
Yes, and we got a comment during the break from Brandon on the chat. Guys, please go watch A.J. Brown's recent interview. He articulates how the offense as a whole is not pulling their weight. Even though they're winning, that's not going to work in important games. I did see that interview.
I saw it too.
I just feel like he's making too much about everything.
I don't have a problem with... I said that. I don't have a problem with A.J. Brown voicing his discontent with his offense and the whole offense. I just said that. Hey, Saquon Barkley isn't running the same way he ran last year. The offense hasn't been as good, but typically we praise teams that find ways to win despite them not being at their best. And, you know.
Cough, cough, 49ers, cough.
A.J. Brown is within his right to feel how he feels. I just am saying that there's time for them to get it right. It'd be different if they were 8 they were like, you know, muddling, you know, around 5-5 or something around that, right? But they're 8-2, so there's time to fix whatever it is that's happening. And I just think there's better ways to go about it. Like, you could be the fact that Jalen Hurts said that no one has approached him about it, that would include AJ Brown, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
You know.
Well, my guess, too, guys, is that this whole article and all of these things being brought to Jalen Hurts and being reported by the media, I got to believe that the media is basically saying that this is coming from elsewhere in the locker room.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, Tony, A.J. Brown's been very upfront about it.
Yeah, he put his name on it.
So we know A.J. Brown's saying things. So the story is not A.J. Brown. The story is whoever else is in there,
right?
You know, the problems that are apparently either going on or not going on, depending on what you believe.
I think it was one thing for it to be confronted when A.J. said it, but now we're talking about an unnamed source in the locker room saying it. And so that creates a little bit of a different kind of vibe at this point.
Now, I don't know. The Eagles, if this is really an
issue.
These
are all good problems, by the way, I must say, at 8-2.
Yes,
well,
very good problems.
It's always 8-2, but I mean, I don't know. They're sounding almost as dysfunctional as another team that, you know, located southeast of them sounds at 4-7, which is just makes no sense.
I thought you, when you said South, I was thinking Cowboys, and then you said East, and I knew who you were
Southeast
talking about.
Southeast would be
Commanders? I was in the airport. No. I was in the airport last night.
Oh, the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Wait, they've won four games? Stop complaining, Chris. Seriously.
I've had to stop. Yeah, they're shutting me up nicely.
Football Talk on 97.3 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Number two.
All right, the Lakers might have an awkward Thanksgiving after what happened today. They are terminating executives Joey and Jesse Buss from their respective front office positions effective immediately.
Joey and Jesse?
Yeah, Shams.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Me neither. The Braves, where did that come from? The brothers have held key Lakers scouting roles for the last decade, and they will maintain their minority ownership shares with the Lakers. I also read that they were heavily involved in getting Austin Reeves. They scouted him, Tony, so I don't know if that's true or not.
I did hear that. I know that, yes.
Okay. Well, Chris, you're up first in this one. Is it big deal, little deal, or no deal that these guys got fired?
Well, I don't think it should be as big of a deal as we think. The Buss family doesn't control the team anymore. Is this correct, Tony?
That is correct.
The Dodger guy owns it, right?
Yeah,
right.
Mark Walters.
So, you know, look, you got to get the job done no matter what your last name is. I respect that. I don't really know, you know, exactly why they're being terminated. Maybe they're just living out the Playboy lifestyle of Jerry Buss in this certain era. I don't know enough about this to know, but I don't make it that big of a deal. I think the fact that the Buss name has now kind of been, you know, taken off the Laker brand, it should be no special favors.
Tony, as our resident Lakers fan, big deal, little deal, no deal, these guys are gone.
Yeah, little deal. Mark Walters is the dude kind of running the show now. Now, Jeannie is still in charge, and I'll just read you the quote that Jesse Buss, which was one of the two boys, who was fired. He said,
Why didn't he just name all of his boys Huey, Dewey, and Louie? What is this? Joey and Jesse and Jeffrey and Jane and oh my
God. Joey, Jesse, Jeannie, Johnny, Jim.
Oh my.
Yeah. See, Huey, Dewey, Louie would be a lot easier to keep track of.
Here's the quote from the young Buss. Dr. Buss' idea was for Joey and I to run basketball operations one day. But Jeannie has effectively kept herself in place with her siblings fired.
Who wrote this?
That was a quote that Jesse Buss
reposted?
Yes. No, not reposted. He gave that to Sean. Sean broke this story.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah,
mad at his sister.
He's very mad at his sister.
Okay.
His sister, Jeannie, who has been at the helm for quite a while.
Yeah.
Before, you know, relinquishing it to Mark Walters, has been, she's not afraid to cut her siblings. I mean,
no,
she got rid of
not.
Jim, who was a GM at the time, and she got rid of Johnny. She got rid of both.
Ooh,
so, you know.
That's tough.
Jeannie's...
So guess what, Scraby? Every Thanksgiving is uncomfortable at the Buss household. This is nothing new, apparently.
Yeah, you're right. This won't be all that awkward.
That quote sounds like it's awkward, honestly.
Pass the potatoes. Pass them yourself. I don't work there anymore.
Yeah, whack.
Number one.
Jeannie just gets hit by a roll in the face or something like that, a bread roll.
Listen, she just was a part of selling that team for $10 billion. The proof, I guess, is in the pudding at this point.
So.
She could actually hire somebody to pass the mashed potatoes.
Brandon on the chat is really trying to get these jokes in, which are kind of good. Joey and Jesse were left at the bus stop.
Rip shot.
All right, number one is this one. Apparently, we found out why CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens did not play the first series of their game on Monday night. Nick Harris is tweeting, Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb said that he and George Pickens were indeed out at Red Rock Casino after curfew ahead of the Raiders game, but that but that any rumor about him throwing up at 7:30 a.m. is not true. He took offense to that notion. So, Tony, you're up first. I don't know. Is one series enough? One series enough?
Yeah, man. Listen. The way they went out and performed, clearly, I don't think... I mean, I guess they could have been tanked the night before, but their performances would say otherwise. And so, you know, what's out beyond curfew, too? Like, did you come in an hour late, 2 hours? Was it like...
1 minute after
was it
curfew.
Like C.J. Abrams, where you were out, like, all night and then rolled into the stadium, right? Like, so, I think one series was good enough.
But don't tell him he was throwing up, okay?
Hey, I was out, but I wasn't drinking, so leave me alone.
Chris, is one series enough?
I'll be honest with you. I think the drinking is a big part of the equation here. And, you know, I'm to trust that, you know, Schottenheimer and, you know, the people on the Cowboys kind of did their due diligence. I think if you're out creating a scene, to me, nightclub Ja Morant style is way different than hanging out at the casino late and sitting at a table and playing a game. It still deserves a penalty.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. So you get the penalty, you sit out a quarter, don't miss curfew again. What I think you're talking about, Scraby, is more in the lines of a, you know, well, you're out all night holding court and, you know, it's 4:35 in the morning, right, and you've right. got booze going in and out and people and all. So I think there's different levels of missing curfew. I do.
I was telling Scraby, at least in the era that I came up in, I can't imagine anybody staying out that late and not drinking. This group of athletes is different. Like, they barely right. they can stay out, have, you know, do their gambling and not have any alcohol and be up all day. I couldn't do that.
My our friend Thomas Andrews, who used to work on the show, just gave me some more information about CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
Said Lamb denied he was throwing up at the casino. We know that. He said it's a disrespect to even suggest that. Lamb said he knows how to hold his liquor. I have a whole new amount of respect for CeeDee Lamb, because in my heyday of drinking, if you would have said you can't hold your liquor, those are fighting words. Now we're going to go at it drink for drink, okay? Yeah.
Said he'd drink you under the table is what CeeDee Lamb said.
I mean, that would be wild to see CeeDee Lamb throwing up into like a trash can at 7:30 in the morning on a Monday.
Is that a big badge of honor anymore nowadays to be able to outdrink the next guy?
I don't think it is.
I don't think the younger generation looks at alcohol the way we looked at alcohol. Actually encouraging. Yeah.
It is encouraging.
Because there was many a nights I did not back down from a challenge, and I should have backed down from the challenge.
Yeah, I knew my place. Well,
and you say not many a night, Scraby. You know why? Because there was a challenge put to you every night, probably.
Yeah. I'm feeling sick just thinking about those days. I remember one time they did, and by the way, Chris, everybody wants you to back up from your camera. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
At Gwen and Chris SD on YouTube. But anyway, that's it for the Big Five. I guess we have to do the Daily Gambit on the other side. Traffic is not ready just yet, so we'll be at the end of the break.
Boom.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
3:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello out in the Bahamas. Matt Scraby. Was a thumbs up for traffic? What was a thumbs up for?
Thumbs up was that we got Daily Gambit. Right?
Okay, yeah. Okay, I didn't know what. I knew we had the Daily Gambit, but I didn't know what the thumbs up was for. I guess it was to remind me that we have the Daily Gambit. And
do you have a hitchhiker thumb, by the way?
What does that look like? What is that?
When your thumb, like, points backwards. Some people have thumbs that go straight up, and some people have thumbs
mine points
that go
backwards.
Chris, what is yours? We all have hitchhiker thumb. It's a gene. It's a genetic trait.
Is that right?
Yes.
Someone has a straight thumb like that?
Yeah, there are people that have straight thumbs.
Huh, interesting.
Very weird.
Never seen one.
Very weird.
Very weird. All right, here's the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I will get to you, Chris, in just a second, but Gator Padre on the chat said, straight thumb freaks. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen a straight thumb.
Yeah, I want to see somebody who has a straight thumb. Gotta go back.
I just read a comment and it grossed me out because they're talking about double jointed thumbs.
I got some friends who got some double jointed thumbs.
Not for me. Yeah. Not for me. Cool. All right, Chris, I wasn't here yesterday, so take it away.
Well, Tony would rather that I don't take it away. He was 1-7 yesterday. Sorry about that, Tone. his only victory was picking Arizona plus the points against UConn. Scraby, you missed one fun one yesterday. South Carolina women were favored by 61.5. Oh,
they didn't get to it,
did
they?
Over Winthrop. They didn't quite get there. I think they won by 56. And anyway, I only went 3-4, so neither of us did well. The totals coming into today, Scraby, by sitting out, took the lead at 11-6. both Tony and I are 12-12. As we head into action tonight.
I mean, I think that's a win for gambling, being even after 24 bets.
But it's not, because of the you have to bet more than you get to win. So even means you lose money.
I guess you're right.
In their world. Bills 5.5 over the Texans tonight, guys, in Houston. I think, Tony, you go first today. Well, picking randomly here.
Houston who?
Bills.
Oh, my God. Bills. You still don't know who the game is tonight?
Josh Allen. Yeah.
I didn't hear what you said. I was distracted. give me the Bills. Give me the Bills. I picked them, right? Did you pick them or did I pick them in the pickle?
I don't think we picked them in the pickle.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I left them aside because I thought about using them as an upset pick.
Hmm.
But I don't think without Stroud they're going to be able to pull that off. So
you're going to go Bills.
Bills.
Bills given the points. All right. Scraby?
I'll go with Bills, too.
All right. I think the Bills is probably the play, but you guys mentioned it. The Texans have a good defense, and they're getting 5.5 points at home. I think that's the bet here. I'll take Texans. Josh Allen, 264 yards total, rushing and passing, 264. Scraby, over under for Josh Allen.
For Josh Allen, I think that's, I don't know, their defense is very good.
It's a lot of yardage.
But I'm going to say under.
Does anybody understand that Josh Allen is even better than we think he is? Because nobody can really even name one of his wide receivers.
Keon Coleman. Keon,
yeah, he took it. No, but,
well, he didn't play last week.
No,
he was in trouble.
Yeah,
yes.
he got in trouble. Yeah. Khalil Shakir. No,
I mean, can, well, of course, Mike, look. All right.
Is Kincaid?
We know
a tight
we can
end?
Name yes, them, but
Dalton Kincaid is. Dawson Knox is also a tight end.
Yeah, but no, the point being, they don't have any. They don't have any All-Pro wide
receivers. You're
right. Receivers.
They don't have a superstar.
That's kind of what
they
I'm
do. He
at.
Just plays quarterback for.
Yeah, and they got rid of their superstar wide receiver last year and sent him to the Patriots, and he's doing very well in Stephon Diggs.
No, that was
and it
two
wouldn't
years
kill
ago,
Josh Allen to just turn
ago?
Around
he was with
on
the Texans last year.
You're right. Anyway,
I'm going to pick two. I'm going to pick under as well. I'm hoping Josh Allen will, for once, hand the ball off to James Cook on the goal line instead of Bogarting all the touchdowns.
Will you stop complaining about James Cook? He like averages 20 points a week. That's good enough.
It's kind of rich of you there, buddy.
Me?
No.
Chris. Thank you.
Okay, I'm getting criticized by a guy who complains about every fantasy thing that ever happens.
That's also true. But James Cook, you don't need to complain about him. He's like one of the best players in fantasy football.
It's been a little cold lately.
Well, just he beat me last week, so.
Wait, yeah, he did. But wait till it's third down, and there he goes, trotting off the field for some other guy again.
That is pretty irritating, I must say.
Tony, what did you pick on this 264 rushing passing?
Over.
Over.
Over, okay. We got number one in the nation, Purdue Boilermakers, -14.5 at Memphis. Is Penny still the Memphis coach, Tony?
Yes, he is.
I'll take Memphis then. Usually has a decent enough squad. Tony? Purdue's number one, but it's early in the rankings.
Are we doing, what's the spread? Are we doing spread?
14.5, yeah.
Yeah, let's say they'll cover that. Memphis, yes.
Purdue?
Memphis, sorry.
Oh, Memphis, okay.
I'll let's go the other way and go Purdue.
You go Boilers?
The Boilermakers.
I shouldn't put this one in because it pains me to do it. USC Trojans tonight, 18.5 over the Troy Trojans.
Oh.
Yeah. The Troy Trojans obviously brings up a... makes a negative thought for all of us Aztec fans. Tony, what do you think?
I'm gonna
does
be a
Troy
hater.
Back up after beating us?
I'm going to be a hater. I want USC to get one of them bad losses now, too.
All right, so you're going to get Troy.
Give me the Troy Trojans.
Troy Trojans. Scraby?
By the way, I'm going to take Troy. But by the way, did you guys know that Troy was a part of the highest scoring college basketball game in history? Do you guys know that?
Did not know that.
Yeah, they beat DeVry in 1992, 258-141. Don't even know how that's even possible, but they did that. They scored 123 first half points and 135 second half points. How is that possible? Someone please tell me.
I will tell you this. There was a school in San Diego called USIU. Tony, you know who it
I
is,
do.
Right?
Yep.
Well, they had a basketball team, Division I, for a few years, that was legitimately scoring 170, 80 points a game in Division I college basketball.
Wow.
They were losing, too, with those kinds of scores.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, look them up.
What? That's crazy.
Look them up.
All right.
I'm going to take USC here because I think Troy will be tired with the double overtime. We've got Orlando 5.5 over the Clippers. Quick thing on the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard misses his seventh straight game with the ankle problems. They have fallen to 4-10 without him. Scraby, your pick.
Sorry, I missed it. What was the bet?
Ah!
Magic 5.5 over Clippers.
I'm going to go Magic.
Magic? I think you got to go Magic. And I think without Kawhi and Bradley Beal's out for the year, bad luck for the Clippers.
There you go.
Tony?
The Magic.
Magic. We go there. All right, we have another minute, too. We can get to Tyrone Maxey, 29.5 points at Milwaukee. I'm up. And Maxey, he may not make it, but he's going to give you a run at it. I'll take the over. Tony.
I'll take the over, too.
All right.
Sorry,
do you even know what you bet on?
Yes, I was yawning.
He was busy getting more oxygen, remember?
Okay.
I'm going to go under.
Scraby says no way. All right, we got one hockey game tonight, and the reason we do is because the Colorado Avalanche guys are 13-1-5. They've only lost once in 19 games this year. They are hosting the Rangers. And obviously Colorado's favored by 1.5. Tony, hockey expert that you are.
Oh, wow. Give me the teams again.
Avalanche.
Oh, they've got one loss on the year, huh?
Yeah, 13-1-5.
Give me Colorado then.
You'll take them. Scraby?
I'll take the Avalanche.
All right, why not? I'll be the what, Scraby?
Contrarian.
Yeah, nobody says it quite like you do. Coming up, the 30-mile zone.
Oh, wait. We can't break a 30, remember?
Can't break at 30. We got to stretch this. How many more minutes?
Three. We actually, our boss had a little talk with me before the show.
Why? Because he was consistently breaking at 30 yesterday?
Who, Adam was?
Yeah, we definitely broke
at 30 yesterday.
You're not supposed to.
Well, he didn't follow his own rules, now did he?
Well, what is he supposed to do? You guys are the ones driving.
He didn't stop him from giving us sign language that we didn't understand throughout the show.
Yeah, his sign language is more difficult to figure out than yours.
I'm on Adam's side here.
Whatever.
Right, I mean, on the sheet it says break at 12, break at 28.
All right, I have a quick question since instead of arguing about it, let's use the time wisely.
Okay.
Scrabe.
Okay, let's go.
I read somewhere that somebody said somewhere they think a good owner for the Padres would be Steve Ballmer.
Oh, I've seen that too.
I read that somewhere that someone said that Steve Ballmer.
Well, my point being, it got me thinking, is that would that be something anybody would be interested in?
Hell yeah.
Although he's kind of in trouble or being investigated right now.
Pablo
so.
Says he's in trouble, but we don't Pablo's know if he's been actually right. in trouble yet.
Pablo's been right before.
Pablo's taking another more heat today on For some what? Other story he's working on about some NCAA swimmer who didn't want to compete against, that whole controversy.
Is he on that one too? He's on a heater right now, huh?
See, the problem...
Well, he's on a heater, but he's taking a lot of heat.
Hey-o.
Because I don't... They said there's no story there, and he's trying to make something out of nothing, and now he's... You know, if somebody tweets something against him, he gets very upset, and he tweets back, and now it's a big thing going on with Bobby.
Yeah, I can always tell when people are guilty when they tweet back.
That's kind of like a media special. Like, we like to get shit out, but... God forbid somebody give it back to us. We aren't very good at handling that all the
time. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you're probably one of the best ones I know.
Yeah, I will fully admit that I'm wrong immediately. I will tell you that I'm wrong.
Makes sense.
So you guys are 100% though on Ballmer if that was something that kind of happened.
Yes.
I heard from a friend of mine that's connected in the Bay Area that Joe Lacob, I think is how you pronounce his name.
That's the Warriors.
The owner of the Warriors and the Valkyries. He's been trying to get in baseball for a long time.
Come on, Joe.
Tried to buy the Angels. Artie Moreno stopped selling them.
If that is indeed top in line.
Yeah, he wants...
I want, if this is going to happen, that it's just those type of owners in line.
Oh, yeah, the guys with the extremely deep pockets.
Then you know what? It's just cool as long as we get a good one.
Yeah, as long as you get a good one that cares. Like, but if he were to come down here, he really, because from my sourcing, he wanted to buy the A's, and Fisher said no. And
all right, thanks, Pablo Torre.
He also wanted to buy the Giants like years ago, but they said that he could buy only a partial, you know, stake in it. He wants all of it. And now that they've like turned him away so many times, he just wants a team to beat up on the A's and Giants and Dodgers and all that.
I'm sure considering the teams he was trying to buy, he wouldn't be mad at beating on the Dodgers.
No. So let's just cross our fingers, everyone.
Listen, I think we should just pray for a good owner. You could put the name however you want it. A good one. If the Silers are indeed going to go that route.
Agree.
Just have a good one. All right, it's time to go.
Let's just not take any phone calls from Greg Norman and anybody he might be representing.
Please. Greg Norman, the new general manager of the Padres.
Let's get to break. Work with Chris on the other side.
What just happened to Chris?
What happened? I can't see Chris.
He has like sunglasses on right now. It's really weird. Here, Tony. I'll turn around the computer.
Where'd Tony go?
Oh, you gotta turn around your camera.
Oh.
You gotta see it. Gwyn and Chris SD or 97.3 The Fan on
those
YouTube.
Those glasses look like the ones that they like cartoonish put on guys randomly.
Yes.
Those
yes.
look like those glasses.
Chris, what
there's a
are
method
those?
To my, there's a little method to my madness here. We received these last night on the bus on the way down. These are gifts to the team. From the folks at Blenders.
Oh.
You know, the guy who is supporting the Aztecs.
Yeah,
the San Diego State guy who's given so much money to the athletic programs. And I'm sorry, I forget his name, but he's a big alumni donor to San Diego State. And so he was nice enough to give everybody on the team Blenders. I don't know that this is the look for me, guys. But, you know.
I think it kind of
accentuates the baldness up here. I don't think it's good.
It accentuates the baldness, huh?
His name is
Chase Fisher.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Tony B.
Anyway, I want to thank the Blenders guy for the Blenders glasses.
Shout out to Chase.
We all appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Mr. Fisher.
Yeah, K-Law said this too. On Chris, they look like glasses that they give you after your eyes are dilated.
They do.
Anyway. That's what he meant by accentuate his baldness right there.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently so.
Oh, okay. We got a, 30 mile?
Correct.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30-mile zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into the stories for today, real quick, a couple questions from the chat about what time Biggest Fan is today. We're going to do it around 4:20-ish, 4:20, so almost there. And also, all guests on 97.3 The Fan join on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Do you guys
just
know
a quick question? Just a quick question. What guests did the producer get for the show today?
You. We never have a guest on Thursday, but when they do appear on the show, it's brought to you by the David P. Shapiro okay. Fan Hotline. Tomorrow we have one of the great Apple soccer people coming on. I have to go look because I have two different names. We're going to talk soccer on Friday and Monday leading into the playoff game.
You have
and
to go look
I did
to
hear
see
that,
which
Mikey,
name it is.
Yes.
Did you hear Tony Mikey Varas today said that Chucky should be ready to go Monday night.
Great. That's awesome.
So that's good news. I don't know about Dreyer yet, but I did read somewhere that Chucky should be good.
Tomorrow at 3:20, we have Max Bretos, and then on Monday at 3:20, a guy who's been on our show many times so far, Andrew Wiebe. So
good. They're both good.
Yes,
both
they're
good
both. All, everybody, literally, from them has been great. All right, do you guys know what Grok is?
Grok?
Yeah,
I've seen references I've seen to it, but I don't know.
Did I see it on a website?
Yeah, I've you seen did it see somewhere. It on a website. It's on Twitter. It's Twitter's version of AI.
Oh, is that so, what it is? I've never actually played with it.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't
know. Of
course,
need to at, be. At first glance, I thought it was a new venture by Gronk.
No. This is an Elon Musk special. He really wants Grok to be the greatest AI tool in the universe. So on Twitter, sometimes you can go to a statement or something and you could say, hey, Grok, is this true? And Grok will reply whether it's true or what it can find and all this other stuff. So it's kind of like a fact checker. But this just proves to me that Grok is a liar, everyone. So Someone asked Grok, who's more fit between LeBron James and Elon Musk?
Oh, somebody was just out here trying to stir the pot a little bit.
And Grok wrote back and said, LeBron dominates in raw athleticism and basketball-specific prowess, no question. He's a genetic freak, optimized for explosive power and endurance on the court. But Elon edges out in the holistic fitness, sustaining 80 to 100-hour weeks across SpaceX, Tesla, and Neuralink demands. So that didn't get the person's answer. So they said, but if you had to pick one of them for fitness, who would you say? And Grok came back and said, Elon Musk. While LeBron's athletic peaks are elite for sport, Elon's sustained grind managing rocket launches, EV revolutions, and AI frontiers demands a rarer blend of physical endurance, mental sharpness, and adaptability. True fitness measures output under chaos, where Elon consistently delivers worlds ahead. So Elon Musk, according to Grok, is more athletic and in shape than LeBron James.
Oh,
Did Gronk go on to say that the only person
Elon
better
Blair?
Out? Did Gronk go on to
Hold
say
on.
That the only person
Chris,
is better
physically? Elon in the studio.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not.
Go ahead, Chris.
When did Tony start doing imitations?
It's good.
I'll just say that. I agree.
So Elon agrees with Gronk. That is not something I expected today. Chris, what were you saying?
I'm going to let that just stand.
Okay.
Tony's thing.
All right.
That's crazy. Come on.
Like, I mean, he definitely programmed it.
Can people, like, take it seriously if that's the kind of answer you're going
to
get?
Most times, Gronk, I will have to say, is very serious.
The fact that Elon had that program and was ready for that question is just wild work.
That is wild. That is really
just
wild.
Just in case someone asks, who's the better athlete?
I would
athlete?
Never think of that. I would never, but I'm also not a trillionaire.
That's true.
So,
what would Gronk do if our POTUS asked Gronk who was in better shape between Elon
Ooh.
And he?
That might.
Oh, I might have to go ask Gronk that. I might have to go ask Gronk that. I guarantee you, it says Elon.
It has to.
It's going
to
give me the same response. It's gonna praise the POTUS
I think that's the homework
for his
tonight.
Hard work and his right. and his dedication and
All
how
that.
Many different things he has. It's going to be the same response, but in the end, Elon wins.
I think that's the homework tonight to find out how
okay.
Gronk
Someone
says.
Remind me. Someone remind me. All right. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Now, did you guys see Cam Scataboo the other night at
Yes, we
WWE?
Talked about this.
Oh, we talked a little okay. bit about this, okay. but this is fair. We can talk
no,
about it.
No, I mean, I don't really
bit.
Have anything else to say about it if you guys already talked about it, but
apparently the Giants weren't upset
They're
with
not him. Mad about it, yeah.
I just
fans are very mad about
yes,
it.
Yes, you know, and typically the fans seem to be more upset than the team, which is kind of wild to me on these situations.
I saw the clip, and I can understand why the fans are
yeah,
actually
no,
a little
it,
bit
it,
concerned.
It looked. I mean,
it's
I know
very WWE.
I know it's supposed to be scripted, but it looked a little physical.
Scatterbird's push
for a dude on a scooter.
No, that's true. It was a little bit more physical.
And I think Chris and I's point was I didn't actually mind him going, but like. I don't know if you need to be a part of the show with we saw your whole leg mangled. Like, I don't
like
know.
Like, 3 weeks ago.
Like, I don't know. That's just, if you care about the people who are going to come see you and how they feel, then I don't know that this is the greatest move.
Yeah.
But this is also,
I don't think
this is also.
Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, this is also why, you know, all these NFL contracts and NBA contracts include stuff. You know, to say you can't do certain things
yeah.
because athletes go do those things.
I mean, listen,
stop
it
before it happens.
I think there was when I first started playing professionally. I used to talk about playing basketball openly until I found out that I wasn't supposed to be actually playing basketball.
That's right.
And then it had to be kind of you know on the low.
I don't want to get. I don't want to get this guy.
You get hurt. I mean, I don't.
You
think
lose your money.
Teams can certainly take away your money.
Yeah.
This
That's
has
scary.
Been happening for a lot longer than you imagine.
Oh,
we had
sure.
a pitcher on the Aztecs named Curtis Burkhead. And Curtis, if you're out there, I think your statute of limitations has passed, so you're okay. But Curtis was a hell of a pitcher. He went to Crawford High School. He went 10-0 his freshman season at San Diego State on the mound. But he also liked to play a little basketball, and he hurt himself playing basketball, but he told Coach Dietz that he heard it jogging, stepping off a curb, and that saved him quite a bit of angst from
Ooh,
Coach Dietz.
Coach
so.
Dietz would have ate him alive.
He's just yeah. like, come get in the helicopter,
yeah,
son.
I never told Coach Dietz when I was going to the arc to hoop at all.
No,
it was just out there.
I wouldn't.
To continue with Cam Scataboo, he is... guys, I gotta say, I think he's a meathead.
You think?
I think he's a meathead. Because now he has a 10,000...
He's from the Bay Area, if that means anything to
I
you.
Did not know that,
He's from
but,
the Bay. He's a meathead, for sure.
He is now on Twitch, and since he has all this extra time, he is trying to get a bunch of people to subscribe to him. So he now has 10,000, and in order for him to do this stunt, he needed 10,000. He was going to drink an energy drink out of his shoe. A shoey is what they're calling them. And he did it on Twitch. He also just ate a random taco while he was shirtless doing this. So, Cam Scataboo, meathead.
Cam Scadaboo is straight. What is this gin called?
I was going to make a joke, but that wasn't nice. Let me ask.
This is the gin that will always find a way to make some money because they know how to do this part right here. I'm going to eat a taco with my shirt off.
That is true.
Like, they're brilliant at this.
If you're born between 2010 and 2024, he's before that, I would assume. 97 to 2010 is Gen Z.
He's a Gen Zer.
Remember, Tony, that one time where I was like, man, the greatest generation? How presumptuous of them. Didn't have any idea what it was. Okay, let's go to the next one. And that would be Lonzo Ball, Michael Porter Jr., said they would have dominated the WNBA as high school freshmen.
Again.
Which has people a little bit upset.
Listen, again, when you are born in this time frame, you know how to get people's attention. There is absolutely no reason to say this.
No reason.
Zero. No one was thinking about it. No one had questions about it. This is just you out there trying to get clicks. You knew somebody was going to feel a way about it, and you're capitalizing on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, I hope you deal with all the smoke that comes your way. If you're cool with it, you're cool with it. But this is completely
okay. So now that they've mentioned it, let's put ourselves on the hot seat. Do we have to answer this question and get people mad at us?
Freshman in high school, I think a WNBA player could, certain WNBA players could handle it.
These guys are not your typical high school freshmen. I mean,
these were not. These guys were like all-American high school players as a freshman.
Lonzo Ball?
Yes. Lonzo Ball was like 6'3" as a freshman.
So you think he's going to like beat Caitlin Clark in one-on-one?
It's above the rim, Scraby. There's nothing. This is not a put down of any woman, female athlete. You guys know how much I appreciate these basketball kids, but they can't play above the rim. That's just the difference. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, that's right. Not very smart to say.
I think they would have a lot of success against most W. I mean, the best of the best, they'd have a problem with as a freshman.
What about Asia Wilson?
Yes, they'd have a problem with her.
All right. Last one real quick. LeBron James is sad that Bronny finally moved out of the house. Bronny moved into his own house, and I guess he's been ghosting his dad lately.
I feel you, Bron. My daughters are going to move out of the house sooner or later, too.
says, the empty nesters.
I feel you, Bron.
He says, we don't talk as much anymore, and
man.
It really bums him out.
You got to step on out, be a man. This is what happens.
Well, LeBron, how about talking to your kid at practice once in a while? He's right there, isn't he?
It's true. All right, Chris Christian fans, when we get back, 833-288-0973. Get in line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today
today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.